What's up, buddy? This is Chris Johnson, and I've talked about my anxiety problems a lot. As a matter of fact, I have an appointment with my therapist tomorrow. I started going to a therapist when my wife left. So at first, it was a desperate attempt to keep my marriage together. I thought, holy fuck, she texted me a divorce request. This can't be serious, can it? Fuck, I love her. What the fuck am I going to do? 14 fucking years? Ah! I mean, it was a lot more serious than that, but it was a big deal. So I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, please, we gotta go to therapy. We can fix this. Are you committed to fixing this? And she's like, yeah, I'm committed to fixing this. I was like, great. And I don't want to get too deep into personal issues, but my wife had some issues too. So I thought, you know what? Therapist might be the best thing for our mental states. You know, we can go to a therapist. We can work on this fucking marriage. We'll get it all squared away. She said she's committed to fixing it. Or committed to trying, whatever the fuck, however the fuck she phrased it, but she was committed. And so I looked it up. I found somebody. You know, I went to like Psychology Today or some shit, and I found somebody. So we're emailing back and forth. This is Chris Johnson. I got some fucking problems here. You know, my fucking life is falling apart. Can you help? And she wrote back, yeah, we can help. I'll see you next Tuesday. That's not a cunt joke either. It was seriously a Tuesday appointment, I think. Who gives a shit? It worked. That's off the cuff. I don't script this shit. And sometimes when it just flows out like that, you gotta use it. We go to this therapist appointment, and I'm super fucking jacked up about it, right? Like, ooh, baby, we're going, this is gonna work out. We're gonna go there, we're gonna talk about our fucking problems, and this is gonna be great. And everything's gonna be better after this. And holy shit, and we're gonna move into the house we bought, and we're gonna live happily ever after. No. No, 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 no. It's not what fucking happened. We get to the therapist. I'm nervous as fuck. My heart's pounding. I'm having a fucking like anxiety attack before I even like walk through the goddamn door. I'm so fucking nervous. And I had a reason to be nervous. I had reason to be nervous. I sit down on the couch. There's legitimately a couch in there. There's a couch and some chairs. The therapist is very nice. We sit down, and my ex pulls out like 3 pages of notebook paper, and just announces to me and the therapist how big a fucking asshole I am. And how she is dead fucking serious about the divorce. And how the only reason she came is to convince me that it was legitimate. Kind of relates to the story I told a couple weeks ago about the girl I was dating. Not telling me she wasn't interested until, I don't know, 2 months after she strung me along. Fuck. So I've been going to the therapist ever since. And it's been, I gotta be honest with you, this is 100% legitimate. It's been fucking life-changing. I don't want to fucking kill myself anymore. I got no more suicidal thoughts or tendencies. I don't have panic attacks anymore, really. Not like I used to. I get the occasional anxiety bout every now and then, but it's not that bad. But I have to do things to keep the anxiety under control. Some things that I don't even know if I should be telling you about. I have to write in a fucking journal. Like a teenage girl, like a fucking 14-year-old girl, I, Chris Johnson, have to write in a journal every goddamn day. Every fucking day. If I don't, the anxiety will build up and I may explode. So I do that every day. I have to do other shit. I have to listen to like fucking Zen music and shit. Like I start panicking. I start pacing. I start bouncing off the fucking walls. Like, fuck it. Okay, turn it on. Turn on the Zen, baby. Turn it on. And I listen to like fucking flutes or like a babbling brook. I have that shit on at work sometimes. People walk into the control room. What the fuck is that? Oh, sorry, buddy. It's just me. I don't want to have a panic attack. So I'm listening to Zen garden flutes. So two things. Zen music, writing in a journal like a bitch. The girl I was dating, she was like, oh, it's really good that you do that. It'll make it really easy to write your memoirs. Are you fucking serious? You don't want to know. Jesus fucking Christ. My insane ramblings? You want to turn that into a fucking memoir? What, are you out of your fucking mind? Holy shit. I don't even want to go back and read it sometimes. As much as writing helps, it takes up a lot of fucking time. So a lot of my free time, doing my two jobs, is spent sitting at the computer just typing shit into Microsoft Word. Sometimes I have to write at work. It doesn't matter which job. I have to write some stuff down. Oh my god, this is in my head. Just fucking get it out. But we're rolling along pretty well. Therapy appointments are working. Writing in a journal is working. And listening to calming, sweet Zen music is working. I'm doing pretty well. For now. So long as I don't have any more relationships end. But I don't even have any more relationships fucking started, so I don't have to worry about them fucking ending. So my anxiety attacks are going to be okay, probably for a little while. You can check my Twitter feed or page. Who gives a shit? It's at Johnson Hates You. Tell your friends. Listen to this guy. His name's Chris Johnson. He's on iTunes. It'll take maybe 5 minutes. You know, just like the title says.